耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of Jesus, I speak.
我们请看哥罗西书第四章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 4.
我们读第五节跟第六节。
Verses 5 and 6. Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each other.
我们在生活中难免要与外人交往。
And it is inevitable for us to have to interact with people outside.
外人包括各式各样的人。
And the people outside comes in all forms and types.
外人也包含各种各样的危险。
And the people outside also brings some form of dangers.
因为知人知面不知心，劝你交友要小心。
Because when you only know the person superficially, you do not know what is really within his heart. Hence, we ought to be very careful with the people whom we befriend.
与人交往也难免要面对各种人事的问题。
As we befriend others, it is also inevitable that we may have to handle issues concerning human relationships.
如果我们处理不好的话，那小事会变成大事。
If we do not handle these matters properly, then small issues will turn out to be big.
有人会变为敌人。
And even as a friendly person, he may become your enemy.
那如果我们处理得好的话，
However, if you are able to handle the matters well,
那就能够化敌为友。
Then we are able to turn our enemies to become our friends.
也能够把小大事化为小事。
And we can also change the big issues into something small.
所以保罗劝勉我们与外人交往，要用智慧来与外人交往。
Which is why Paul exhorts us that while we are befriending people who are outside, we have to walk in wisdom.
那他提出与外人交往的一个智慧，就是言语要带着和气。
And one of the wisdom in which we have to walk upon is to have our speech always be with grace.
因为我们与人交往的开始是从言语开始的。
Because when we interact with others, the first thing we do with each other is to communicate in our speech.
当我们与人冲突，也是从言语开始的。
Similarly, conflicts and strife arise because of our speech.
所以如果我们的言语常常能够带着和气，那么就能够避免这一些冲突了。
Hence, if we are able to speak harmoniously, then we can avoid all these conflicts.
人人就知道要把话说好。
Everyone knows that we have to speak well and properly.
但是人人都不会把话说好。
However, not everyone knows how to do so.
有些人说的话会叫你笑。
There are some people who speak and may cause you to laugh.
但是有一些人说的话会叫你跳了。
Yet there are others whose speech causes you to jump.
有一些人说的话甚至会叫你吵架，甚至是打架。
There are some people when they speak, they may incur your wrath and also causing you to engage in a fight.
我们请看四世纪的第八章。
Let's turn to Judges chapter 8.
第一节到第三节。
Verses 1-3. Judges chapter 8, verses 1-3. Now the man of Ephraim said to him, Why have you done this to us by not calling us when you went to fight with the Midianites? And they reprimanded him sharply. So he said to them, What have I done now in comparison with you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? Verse 3. God has delivered into your hands and princes of Midian, Oreb, and Zeb. And what was I able to do in comparison with you? Then their anger toward him subsided when he said that.
以法莲人其实他们没有理由跟基甸大大争吵的。
In fact, the men of Ephraim had no reason to engage in a quarrel with the Midianites.
他们不用到前线去打战，只是在后方来防守。
There was no need for them to be fighting at the forefront. What they need to do was to be on guard.
那结果他们还抓到了被打败而逃亡的两个首领。
And subsequently, they managed to capture the two of the leaders of their enemies.
但是他们得了便宜还卖乖啊。
And they have already benefited, yet they were still making a lot of noise.
他们还要对基甸大小声。
And they were still making loud voices or scolding Gideon.
其实基甸可以理直气壮地责备他们的。
In fact, Gideon could have reprimanded them strongly.
但是基甸选择理直气和地回答他们。
Yet he chose to answer them peaceably.
这和气的回答消除了他们的怒气。
And such a gentle way of reply caused the wrath of the men of Ephraim to subside.
我们理直，当然你可以气壮啊。
Of course, when you are on the right side, you can speak very loudly.
但是理直也可以气和啊。
However, even when you are on the right side, you can also speak amicably.
理直气和是与人交往的一个重要的智慧，可以避免冲突恶化下去。
When you are on the right side and you are able to speak amicably, this is a form of wisdom and this can also prevent you from getting into a conflict.
有一个顾客，他脸黑黑的，大声对这个服务员说。
There was this customer who was black-faced and he was speaking loudly to the salesperson.
你看这个牛奶是坏的。
Take a look at this milk, it's spoiled.
糟蹋了这个柠檬红茶了。
And it has spoiled the cup of lemon tea.
服务员对他说，对不起，我立刻跟你换一杯新的红茶。
Hence, the waiter said that, I'm so sorry, I shall change a new cup of tea for you.
那碟子照样还是放了新鲜的柠檬和新鲜的牛奶。
And on the plate lies a new slice of lemon as well as a new cup of milk.
服务员就小声地对他说。
And then the waiter spoke to him gently.
能不能够建议一下
？Can I just give you a suggestion？
如果你要放柠檬的话，那就不要加牛奶。
If you want to add the lemon, then you shouldn't add the milk.
因为这个柠檬酸会使这个牛奶结块的。
Because this lemon is acidic and it will cause the milk to coagulate.
那这个顾客听了真的脸红红啊，赶快喝了就走了。
And when the customer heard this, he was embarrassed and he quickly left after he has finished his drink.
有一个顾客就笑笑地对这个服务员说。
Then another customer smiled and spoke to this waiter.
明明是他土，还要这么大声来骂人。
He was the silly one, he was the fool, yet he was scolding others so loudly.
为什么你要对他客气呢？为什么不还他一点颜色，直接说他的错呢
？Why should you be so polite towards him? Why didn't you just tell him off directly?
服务员说。
The waiter said.
正是因为他粗鲁啊，所以我才要用和气来回答他。
It is because he was the one who was not a very refined person, which is why I have to speak to him refinedly.
道理一说就明，不需要大声的。
As long as you are right with your reasons, there is no need for you to be loud.
无理的人常常用怒气来欺压人。
However, the unreasonable will always use their anger to oppress others.
有理的人要用和气来交谈。
Yet the reasonable will use an amicable tone to speak to another.
顾客听了，大家都笑了。
So when the customers heard this, they all laughed.
对这个服务员啊，倍加好感。
And they had a very good impression of this waiter.
那个粗鲁的顾客以后也是常来。
And the unrefined customer frequently would go to the place.
不过他对这个服务员啊，特别的和颜悦色。
Yet he was he treats this waiter.Well,
许多人都是得理不饶人。
Many people, when they are in the right, they will not let go of the wrong of others.
他们大声说话。
They will speak loudly.
但是我们要学习得理且饶人。
Yet we must learn that even though we are on the right side, we must also be forgiving towards others.
和气说话。
And we have to speak to others amicably.
因为有理不必升高。
Because even though you may be on the right side, there is no need for you to exalt yourself.
我们要知道。
We need to know.
是雨水让植物生长，而不是雷声。
It is the rain that causes the crops to grow, not the thunder.
所以保罗说
Hence Paul says,
你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和。
Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt.
用盐调和绝对不能够加多。
When you seasoned with salt, we must not add too much of the salt.
过多那就很难吃得下了。
Because if it is too much, then it is unable to be eaten.
那也不能够过少啊。
However, we must also take note we should not put too little.
过少那一样是淡然无味的。
Because when it's too little, it is too bland.
所以我们说话要先用恰好的盐来调好我们的言语。
Therefore, in our speech, we must use the right amount of salt to season our speech.
那这样就可以减少埋怨和冲突，而增加了许多人情味。
Only then will it avoid conflicts and murmurings, but our relationship with others will be better.
我们看《生命记》24章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 24.
我们读10-13节。
Verse 10-13。Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 10 to 13. When you lend your brother anything, you shall not go into his house to get his pledge. You shall stand outside, and the man to whom you lend shall bring the pledge out to you. And if the man is poor, you shall not keep his pledge overnight. Verse 13. You shall in any case return the pledge to him again when the sun goes down, that he may sleep in his own garment, and bless you, and it shall be righteousness to you before the Lord your God.
这是神教导他的子民在生活上帮助人的时候要有的智慧。
This is the time when God tells his people that when people are others are in need, this is what we ought to do.
你愿意借给你的邻舍，就是你要帮助他。
When you are willing to lend your neighbor, it goes to show that you are willing to help him.
你可以拿当头当作是一种的担保。
You can use an object as a pledge.
这并不是说怕他会讨债啦。
This is not to say that we are afraid that he will avoid repaying.
是帮助他尽责任早点还债。
But it is a form of help to him so that he will quickly return whatever he has owed.
但是你不可以进入他的家任意拿当头。
However, you are not allowed to get into his house to get the pledge.
你要站在外面等他自己拿出来给你。
Rather, you have to stand outside and wait for the man to bring the pledge out to you.
这是表示对他的尊敬。
This is a form of respect we have for him.
不要以为你是个债主，你就可以任意对待你的欠债人。
Do not think that you are the creditor and you have the right to do whatever you want with your debtor.
如果他是一个穷人，他拿他的唯一的外袍来当作当头。
If he were a poor man and he uses his garment as his pledge.
那这个外袍通常也是他在夜里要当被用的。
And usually this garment is the garment that he needs to use when he sleeps in the night.
你要怜悯他，在日落的时候把这个当头暂时还给他。
Then you ought to show mercy to him and return him this pledge before the sun goes down.
寒冷的夜里又没有被好盖，那的确是很难受的。
In the cold night, and if you do not have any garment over you, this is indeed difficult and suffering.
你要怜悯他，要想到他的难受。
You have to have mercy on him and to think about his difficulty.
那你这样帮助他，又顾及他的面子，那他很感谢你，他一定会为你祝福。
When you help him and you think and you are considerate towards him, then he will surely be very thankful towards you and thank the Lord.
在神的面前，你这样帮助人，又这样有尊敬人、怜悯人的智慧，这是神所喜悦的。
And when you have the wisdom to help others in such a way before the Lord, this is something pleasing before Him.
我们看到神叫他的子民要有爱心来去帮助人。
We see that the Lord has told His people that they ought to have love to help others.
但是神也叫他的子民在帮助人的时候要有智慧。
Nevertheless, He also tells His people that while they are helping others, they ought to have some form of wisdom.
不是那一种精打细算的智慧。
It is not a wisdom where we are calculative.
而是那一种懂得怜悯人、尊敬人的智慧。
But a wisdom of knowing how to show mercy towards others and to respect others.
帮助人如果没有这一种尊敬人和怜悯人的智慧。
If you help others without this wisdom of mercy and respect.
那么助人为快乐之本会变成助人为埋怨之本。
Then as you help others, it doesn't become a joy, but it becomes a burden.
有一个乞丐坐在路上拿着碗向走过的一对情侣求妻。
There is this beggar who was sitting along the streets and begging, and when this couple walked past him,
男的就拿出一把钱币丢在他的碗。
The man retrieved a handful of coins and threw it at the beggar.
但是有些钱币掉在地上了。
And some of these coins actually dropped on the floor.
这个乞丐就大声地骂他们。
And this beggar shouted at them.
施舍一点的小钱就了不起啊，随便这样丢啊。
You think you are that great just by giving some coins and you can just throw your coins anyhow?
他们也很生气。
The two of them were also very angry.
不是说助人为快乐之本吗？
Isn't it a joy to be able to help others?
怎么我们助人得不到快乐，反而得到人家的埋怨和痛骂呢？
How is it that when we help others, we receive scoldings from others instead.
怎么好心没有好报？
How is it that good doesn't beget good?
可见的好心做善事真的也需要有智慧。
So it goes to show that even when you have a good intention to help others, you also need to have some form of wisdom.
有怜悯人和尊敬人的那种智慧。
The wisdom that knows how to show mercy and respect towards others.
要不然好心真的是会做坏事的。
Otherwise, even with a good intention, it may turn out something bad.
那双方都会不欢而散。
And both parties will go away feeling unhappy.
有人看见一个乞丐在路上求妻。
There was someone who saw this beggar begging along the streets.
他就拿钱给他的孩子施舍给这个乞丐。
So he gave some money to his child and asked the child to give it to the beggar.
这个孩子就把钱丢在他的碗里。
And the child threw the coin into the bowl of the beggar.
那当然有些钱就掉在地上。
And of course, some of the coins fell on the floor.
这个父亲赶快叫这个孩子去把那个钱拾起来。
Immediately, the father calls the son to pick the coins up.
然后叫他轻轻地放在碗里面。
And to place them gently into the bowl.
然后他对他的孩子说。
And he said to his child,
孩子啊。
Child.
我们对人要尊敬，我们对乞丐也一样要尊敬。
We have to be respectful towards men and even the same for beggars.
因为乞丐他也是按照神的样式造的人。
Because beggars are also created in the likeness or the image of God.
我们要有帮助人的心。
We must have this heart to want to help others.
但是我们更要有帮助人的那种智慧。
But all the more, we need to have this wisdom to know how to help others.
晓得施舍给人，但也要给人基本的尊敬。
We know how to give to others, but we must also know the basic respect that we ought to show to others.
帮助人，但不要让他感觉到被轻视了。
When we help others, we should not let the other party feel that they are being looked down upon.
你顾忌他的肚子，你也要顾忌他的面子。
You consider his empty stomach, so you also need to consider his his pride.
那这样帮助人才是彼此快乐的事，我们的神更加喜悦。
Only then, such form of help is able to cause both parties to be happy.
我们请看约翰福音十六章。
Let's turn to John chapter 16.
我们读第七节跟第八节。
Verse 7 and 8. John chapter 16, verse 7 and 8. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. Verse 8. And when he has come, he will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment.
我们在生活中难免会犯错。
In our lives, it is inevitable that we will commit wrong.
当我们犯错的时候啊，通常都会很难责备自己的。
And when we have done wrong, it is very difficult for us to rebuke ourselves.
通常都会为自己找一个借口。
Very often, we will look for excuses to justify ourselves.
就算是知道自己是错了。
Even if we know that we are in the wrong.
我们都会说，如果不是你，我怎么会犯错呢？
Very often you will say, if it was not because of you, I wouldn't have committed this wrong.
说到头，人还是很难自己责备自己。
And in the end, we can see that it is difficult for man to rebuke himself.
但是别人犯错的时候，我们却是很轻易的来责备他犯错。
However, if others would have committed wrong, then it is very easy for us to rebuke the person.
就算是我们责备自己啊，我们也是责备得很小声的。
Even if we choose to rebuke ourselves, we will rebuke ourselves lightly.
可是你责备别人的时候却是那么的大声。
Yet when you rebuke others, you are so loud.
主耶稣告诉我们。
Jesus tells us.
圣灵来了是要叫人为罪自己责备自己。
When the Holy Spirit comes, He will convict the people to know how to acknowledge their sins.
圣灵叫人自己责备自己的目的是要叫人自己向神认罪悔改，归向神。
And the purpose of the Holy Spirit convicting the world of sin is for them to know how to repent of their sins before the Lord Jesus.
所以晓得责怪自己，不怪罪别人，这是生活上一个重要的智慧。
Hence, knowing how to rebuke ourselves and not just others is also another form of this wisdom of life.
他能够看见自己的过失而接受这个事实。
He is able to see his own fault and embrace this reality.
所以他不怨天，不怨地，他也不赖神，也不赖鬼。
Which is why he will not push the responsibility to the heavens, to the earth, to God, or to the devil.
他只是自己责怪自己，叫自己下一次要更加小心。
He only rebukes himself and reminds himself to be more cautious the next time.
有三个老友，他们相约去登山。
There were these three old good friends who have arranged to climb the mountain.
他们调查过了，上山的时候，那真的是天气晴朗的。
And of course, they have done their research that as they are going to climb the mountain, the weather is supposed to be fine.
但是下山的时候，天气突然转变了。
Yet when they came down from the mountains,
寒流，the
weather suddenly changed.
寒流突然间来到。
There was this cold gust of wind that came.
这个寒冷的空气啊。把那个雾结霜在这些原石上。
And this cold gust of wind has caused this mist to
那个石头会结成冰啊。
To cause some frost to be on the rocks.
那这个原石就使人滑不留足，那就增加很多的困难，也增加很多的危险。
So these rocks became slippery and caused much danger to those people who are trying to come down.
果然，突然有一个人失手就垂下去了。
Indeed, one of the three companions, slipped and fell.
幸好他身上的绳子都连接在他两个同伴身上。
But the good thing was, that there was this harness that was around, the three of them, and he was saved.
他就被吊在空中。
So he was hanging in the mid-air.
当然，两个同伴就尽力的救他。
And of course, his other two companions tried their best to save him.
但是那个岩石是那么的滑溜，根本不着力啊。
However, the rocks were so slippery, there was no way they could find any form of friction.
他们不论怎么样的努力都没有办法把他拉上来。
So no matter how hard they try, it was impossible for them to pull their friend up.
大家的心都冷了。
And their hearts grew cold.
不知道要怎么办。
And they had no idea what to do.
最后那一个人说。
In the end, the person said,
把绳子割断，让我走吧。
Cut off the rope and just let me go.
与其我们一同摔死，或者是一起在这里冷死，那倒不如让我自己走。
Instead, having the three of us dying together or being frozen to death, then you might as well just let me go.
只怪我自己失手。
You can only blame that I was careless myself.
当然，这两个同伴不答应了。
Of course, his other two companions refused to agree to his request.
但是却没有办法拉他上来，一直这样吊着，怎么办呢？
On the other hand, there was no way they could help him, and he was just hanging in the mid-air.
最后，他们在逼不得已之下，只好把绳子割断。
In the end, out of no choice, they had to but cut the rope away.
那个人就掉下去了，但是没有一句哀声。
The man fell to his death without a single voice.
那他们就回家向死者的妻子说明整个过程。
So the other two went home and explained to the wife of the deceased about the entire situation.
他的妻子当然是很哀伤了。
And of course the wife was very grieved.
但是他没有大哭。也没有多问什么。
Yet she didn't wail loudly, neither did she ask more.
她只是很伤心地说，只怪她自己失手了。
She just replied sadly that he can only blame himself for being careless.
你看这两夫妻都讲同样的一句话。
So we see that this couple, they spoke the same words.
只怪自己失手了。
We only blame ourselves for being careless.
这是一句多么动物人生的话。
This is such a moving phrase.
其实许多悲剧的产生都不需要去责怪别人。
In fact, a lot of tragedies, there is no need for us to blame others.
要责怪的，真的只怪自己失手。
And truly, the only person whom we can blame is ourselves for being careless.
你要登上山，当然就有跌下山的危险了。
When you want to climb the mountain, definitely you need to take the risk of having the risk of falling off the mountain.
你要投资赚钱，当然也会有赔钱蚀归本的风险了。
When you want to invest your money, then you must also bear the risk of having to lose them as well.
你要驾车，当然就有发生车祸的可能。
When you want to drive, then you have to bear the possibility of you getting into an accident.
所以我们要安全，就必须要加倍的小心。
Hence, if we want safety, then we have to be extra careful.
自己不小心失手了。
If we are careless on our own part,
那真的是怨不了天，更怨不了人的。
Then truly, we cannot blame the heavens, neither can we blame other people.
有话说。
There is this phrase that says,
祸福无门，为人自招。
There is danger doesn't come to you unless you are the one who opens the door for it.
祸福其实并不是一般人所说的命中注定的。
A lot of times, woe comes to us. It is not something that is so-called predestined.
祸福常常是自己一手造成的。
Very often, woes come to us because we are the ones who created them.
或是因为你一时的贪心。
Perhaps it could be because that you are greedy at that moment.
一时的放纵。
Or at that particular moment, you give in to your desires.
一时不谨慎，一时糊涂了。
Or a momentous folly.
所以人 总是要为自己的行为来负责的。
Hence, a man very often has to bear the responsibility of the things that he has done.
不需要赖人赖鬼。
There is no need for you to push the blame to others or the devil.
自己最清楚自己到底做了什么。
You know very well yourself what you have done.
所以保罗警戒我们每一个人。
Which is why Paul exhorts each and every one of us.
人种什么必收什么。
Men will reap whatever they sow.
所以我们要有智慧，晓得来责备自己。
Hence, we need to have this wisdom to know how to rebuke ourselves.
要悔改，远离罪恶。
And to repent and to be far away from sin.
要不然我们就要自食其果了。
Otherwise, we will have to reap the fruit of what we have sowed.
我们请看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3,
16节
verse 16. Philippians chapter 3, verse 16.Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us be of the same mind.
英文这一节的意思跟中文是有所不同。
The English translation, of the Bible has a different meaning compared to the Chinese translation.
中文是说到什么地步就照什么地步行。
In the Chinese, translation, it says, you shall do...to the degree to what you have.
保罗他在这里是以信仰来说的。
And Paul is speaking concerning our faith.
但是以生活来说。
But when we talk about our lives,
这句话也是生活的一个重要的智慧。
This phrase is also a very important phrase in our lives.
我们处在什么样的环境就按照什么样的环境来生活。
And whatever situation that we might be in, then we have to learn how to survive in that particular situation.
如果我们是处在贫穷的环境了。
If we are in a situation where we are poor.
但是我们还要过着以前那一种有钱人的生活。
Yet we want to live a life like a rich.
那只有增加自己的负担和烦恼。
Then we will only increase our own burdens.
客家人有一句话这样说。
And the Hakkas, they have this saying.
毛安太一条，毛带安太当安毛。你没有那么大的头哦，你戴那么大的帽子做什么？那不是遮住你整个脸吗？
So if you do not have such a big head,There is no need for you to put on such a big hat, otherwise your face will be covered.
这句话是说，凡事你都要量力而为。
So this phrase is actually to tell us that we must know our own abilities.
勉强去做超出自己能力的事，那只是自讨苦吃啊。
If you force yourself to do something beyond your capabilities, then you are just...causing trouble to yourself.
所以我们应当到了什么地步就按照什么地步行。
Hence, we should walk according to the degree to do whatever we have.
老陈他是一个做大生意的人。
Old Mr. Chen is a businessman.
但是他很爱面子，也很讲究排场。
Yet, he is very mindful of his face and he likes.To do things on a big scale.
那可惜他生意失败了。
Unfortunately, he failed in his business.
但是他怕人家看出他那一种失意，他还是照样极力维持他原有的那一种排场。
Yet he was afraid that others would see, that he has failed, so he pretended to be like in the past.
这真的让他增加很多的负担，很多的烦恼。
And this caused much burdens and difficulties to him.
他需要他的老友来帮助他重新做生意。
He needed his old friends to help him re-establish his business.
但是为了面子的缘故，他不好意思开口求助。
Yet because of his pride, he was unwilling to ask for help.
所以他就请他的老友们到他家里来吃饭。
So he invited his old friends over to his house for a meal.
一瓶 XO 好酒还没有喝完，又把厨里最后一支 XO 好酒开了。
Before they have finished a bottle of XO, they actually opened another one that was in the cupboard.
他是要他的老友们都尽兴。
So he actually wanted his old friends to be happy.
老友们当然知道他真正的意思是什么。
Of course, his friends knew what his real intention was.
但是就是没有一个人主动开口要帮助他。
Yet no one was willing to take the initiative to to help him.
他为了面子，当然更不会开口了。
And of course, because of his pride, he will not open his mouth to ask for help.
那最后。大家告辞的时候都很热烈的感谢他的热情招待。
And in the end, at the end of the meal, before they departed, they thanked him for his hospitality.
但是没有一个人主动的说，你有什么需要我帮助你的吗？
Yet none of them took the initiative to ask if he needed any form of help.
所以他真的很失望。
Hence, he was truly disappointed.
他不明白，这一些都是老友，但是怎么在我困难的时候竟然不帮助我呢？
He didn't understand why these supposedly good friends, didn't help him when he needed the help most.
所以他就走出外面去散心。
So he took a walk outside.
那他就看到路上有许多工人在那边推起那些被风吹倒的那些树。
So we saw, along the way, he saw many workers were trying to move away the fallen trees.
那有些人还把那些树的枝干啊都锯掉。
Some of the workers even, had to saw away the branches of the trees.
他问他们为什么要需要锯掉这些树干呢？
So he asked these workers, why was there a need for them to saw away the branches?
工人就回答说。
The workers replied.
你不锯掉这些树干，减轻它的重量，我们怎么能够扶得起它来呢？
If you do not remove those branches to lighten the load, then how are we able to lift up the trunks?
他突然之间恍然大悟了。
And at that moment, he came to his realization.
所以他就决心放弃他的排场，放下他的面子。
Hence, he decided to put aside his pride and, and his former life.
他亲身一一去拜访他的老友。
He went to pay a visit to his old friends and spoke to them, gently.
他很清楚地告诉他们。
And told them clearly.
我需要做小生意，重新开始。
I need to start a small business to start all over again.
一步一步地来，请你们帮助我。
And I shall take things, one step at a time. Please render your help.
老友们听到他原来要做小生意开始，那每一个人都很乐意地帮助他。
When the old friends heard that he had wanted to start a small business and taking a step at a time, they were all willing to help him.
那几年以后，他在商场上啊，真的是东山再起了。
And after a few years, indeed, he bounced back into the market again.
他从锯树干与扶树这个事实得到了宝贵的教训。
And from the incident of sawing away the branches in order to, lift up the lightened load, this was the wisdom he gained in his life.
树已经倒了，如果你还想维持它原来的枝叶，那你怎么样能够扶得起来呢？
The tree has fallen. If you still want to hold on to the tree in its former image, how are you able to lift the entire tree up?
一个人如果死要面子，爱排场。
If a man only considers his pride and his former ways of life,
那你怎么能够得到人家的同情和帮助？
Then how are you able to obtain the compassion and the help from others?
因为肚子的问题是很容易解决的。
Because any matter that that concerns the stomach is something easy to resolve.
但是面子的问题真的是很难搞定的。
Yet matters concerning our pride is something that was difficult for others to handle.
广东人有一句话这样说。
The Cantonese have this phrase.
马谁落地行。马已经死了，你当然要下来走路啦，你还要骑在死马上做什么？
When the horse has died, you have no choice but to, come down from the horse and to walk.
车子已经没有了。
When you have lost your car,
那就搭巴士了。
Then take a bus.
不是有许许多多的人都在搭巴士的吗？连有钱人他们都搭巴士呢。
Aren't there many people who are taking the bus, even the rich?
有一些地方啊，真的是你搭巴士方便过你驾车的。
There are some places where it is more convenient for you to take a bus.
搭巴士真的很轻松的，不用考虑什么其他东西。你驾车啊，你分分钟要考虑这个考虑那个，不是吗？
Yeah, when you take a bus, it is very relaxing because there is no need for you to consider or to be cautious of a lot of things as compared to when you are driving.
我们到了什么地步，就按照什么地步行。
So, whichever state that we might be in, let us just walk in that state.
何必打肿面子充胖子呢？
There is no need for you to pretend and try to cover up whatever you are lacking.
死爱面子的人啊，连神都不帮助他。
If you only consider your own face value, then even God will not be able to help you.
因为圣经说
Because the Bible says,
神阻挡骄傲的人，但是神要施恩给谦卑的人。
That God opposes the proud, but gives grace.To the humble.
我们的生活环境随时都会改变的。
Our life circumstances can almost change anytime.
我们不知道什么时候这个改变会来到。
We do not know when such a change will come about.
更不知道会改变到什么地步。
Neither do we know to what extent will it change.
但是我们生活的一个智慧就是到什么地步我们就按照什么地步行。
But the wisdom of life tells us that whatever state that we are in, let us just live in that state.
我们请看腓立比书的第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
我们读十二节跟十三节。
Verse 12 and 13. Philippians chapter 4, verse 12 and 13. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound.Everywhere and in all things, I have learnt both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
保罗说，我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富。
Paul says, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound.
我们的环境不是一直丰富，一直平安的。
Our circumstances is not one where we will always be prosperous or be abounding.
会突变为卑贱，突变为不平安的环境。
It can become an environment where we have to live humbly.
那时候我们知道如何来处卑贱，如何来处这不平安的环境吗？
Then do we know how to dwell in a life of humility?And also, in
保罗说，
卑贱和什么？
卑贱的环境和不平安的环
境。And also an environment without peace.
保罗说，我靠着加给我力量的主，凡事都能做。
Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
凡事都能做的意思，他在这里并不是说你凡事都能够靠主去改变。
When he says, I can do all things, it doesn't mean that you can change things through Christ.
如果是这样，那保罗就不需要知道如何去处卑贱，只要祷告求主改变就好了。
If this were the case, then there is no need for Paul to know how to be abased because all he needs to do is to pray to God and ask him to change the environment.
那事实上我们看到保罗常常处在卑贱的环境，处在痛苦不平安的环境。
Very often we see Paul living in a situation where he was in danger.
他常常祷告但是不能够改变这一些痛苦的事实，痛苦的环境。
And very often he would pray, but he is unable to change the circumstances of his sufferings.
但是他告诉我们，他晓得怎么样来去处这一些不好的环境。
Yet he tells us that he knows how to be abased.
因为靠着那加给我力量的主，我凡事都能做。
Because he could do all things through Christ who strengthens him.
那在这种痛苦不平安的环境，你还能做什么呢？
But what can you do in this circumstance when you are suffering and without peace?
就是靠主来接受这个事实，来忍耐，来胜过这个事实啊。
That is to rely on the Lord, to endure and to embrace this reality that you are in.
靠主胜过这个不好的环境，不要被这些不好的环境来胜过。
And to rely on the Lord to overcome these circumstances that you might be in.
这就是保罗的意思。
And this is what Paul means.
所以有一些中文的译本把这一节翻译为：靠着主加给我的力量，可以适应任何情况。
Which is why, in the Chinese translation of the Bible, it says in, concerning this verse that I can do all things through Christ, who grants me the strength to do so.
有许多不好的环境，你真的能够靠主的力量帮助，把它改变成为好的环境。
Of course, there are some adverse circumstances where you can pray and ask the Lord to help you, and He will change these circumstances to something that is good.
但是有许多不好的环境，不论你怎么样的祷告，祷告多久，都是改变不了的。
Yet, there are some other adverse, circumstances that you're in, and no matter how long and how much you pray, you can't change it.
当然并不是主的力量不助于改变这个不好的环境了。
Of course, it is not because of the lack of, the strength of God that He cannot change the situation that you are in.
是因为主的旨意要你去胜过这个不好的环境。
But rather, it is the will of the Lord for you to overcome this adverse circumstance.
所以主不改变这个环境。
Hence, the Lord will not change the circumstance that you are in.
但是他会加添给你力量，帮助你能够去面对，能够去适应，能够去胜过这个环境。
But He will add to you the strength to meet with these challenges and to endure and to overcome them.
所以不论我们的环境突变到怎么样不好的环境。
So regardless of how adverse our circumstance may be.
我们可以祷告求主改变这个环境。
We can pray and ask the Lord to change this, situation.
如果我们看到这个环境没有改变。
And if we, witness that the situation hasn't changed.
那我们就知道这是主要我们来胜过这个环境。
Then we know that it is the Lord who wants us to overcome this situation.
那主一定会加添我们的力量来帮助我们的。
And the Lord will truly add to us the strength to help us overcome this.
所以我们就靠主有力量来面对，来忍耐，胜过这个环境。
Which is why we rely on the Lord to have this strength to overcome this situation.
有一个很炎热的天气。
There is this day where it was, very hot.
在书房做功课的小弟他忍受不了跑出来说。
And there's this little boy who was doing his work in his study room and he came out of the room and said,
这么热的天气叫我怎么样读书读下去。
The weather is so hot, how do you expect me to continue to do my work?
家里又没有冷气。
And we do not have any air conditioners at home.
我要怎么样才能够让我更加的凉快呢？
How can I cause myself to,to feel more cool?
妈妈就对他说。
So the mother told him,
你出去外面在马路上站十分钟。
Go to the roads and stand there for 10 minutes.
你回来就凉快了。
Then after, when you return, you will feel, cooler.
这个小弟啊，他真的有点赌气，他就跑下去在马路上站十分钟。
And this little boy,really tried out, and so he stood at the road for 10 minutes.
他就看到马路上有许多那些劳苦的工人啊，满身满头大汗在那边工作。
And he saw many workers were working on the roads, and they were perspiring.
他心里想，比起这一些在炎热之下还有那么劳苦工作的人，我应该知足，不应该埋怨了。
So he thought to himself,when he compares himself to these workers, then he ought to be more contented.
十分钟以后，他就跑回家了。
10 minutes later, he ran home.
一进到家里，他发觉到啊，家里真的是比外面凉快多了。
And he discovered that indeed it is cooler, much cooler at home.
他突然间就领悟了过来。
And he realized,
没有冷气机不要紧。
It is all right that we do not have any air conditioning.
我应该去适应这个环境，而不是去埋怨这个环境。
I should try to adapt to this environment and not murmur against it.
我们明白吗？
Do we understand?
生活随时都会有许多不如意的事情。
There may be sudden unpleasant things that may occur in our lives.
但是靠着主的帮助，我们能够适应，我们能够胜过这一切的环境的。
But with the help of the Lord, we are able to adapt and be victorious over these environment.
所以不管在任何的环境，我们都应将靠主忍耐坚强的走下去。
So regardless of the situations that we are in, we should rely on the Lord and to endure and to persist right to the end.
不要被这些不好的环境战胜了我们，我们要靠主战胜这些不好的环境。
Let us not allow these adverse effects to overcome us, but we should rely on the Lord to overcome them instead.
有话说。
There is this saying.
山不转，路转。
When the mountains doesn't turn for you, the roads will turn.
路不转，人转。
When the roads don't turn, man can make his own turn.
人转不了呢？
What happens if the man can't make his own turn?
那就心转。
Then turn your hearts.
心转向哪里？
And where do your turn? Where do your hearts turn to?
这才是最重要的。
This is the most important.
我们的心就转向神那里。
Let our hearts turn towards God.